The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Them by telling them that this is how you will be packaged from time. You will have a destiny, you have a purpose, you have identity, and you have access to unlimited resources. That's the way. Even when he was preaching his first message, the Sermon on the Mount, fire was too important. He would have mentioned it there. It's called the law of first mention. But what he was saying, blessed, that's when we got the Beatitudes. But that does not get us to the extent where we say we are free from every consequence because God has released law. Another thing I want to say, as I have to do, I'm not to do this thing. Christ has redeemed us from the cross of the law. Two of us. But can you turn your Bibles to Revelation 22, verse 3? And there shall be no more. And there shall be no more. That's the last chapter of the Bible. For the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. In other words, there are some things you can do, or some things you can, that can open the door for him to come. I was teaching the pastors in the business, and I veered off from the way of tithe to into tithing and the other things. And the pastor asked me questions, sister. Can you clarify this thing for us? Does it mean that if you don't tithe, you are free? There are no consequences. I said, the Bible is serious. There are consequences for not giving, putting it where it is you put it. But there is a higher perspective. And what's the higher perspective is that if I'm in law, you don't need to force me to give. But if it's that there is no consequences for not, this kingdom, you can't buy miracles with money, no doubt. But you can't even advance your life forward without generosity. You see that? That's how delicate the kingdom is. Because I want to share something with you so that I'm trying to put this things there and there. And we see it in natural laws. Where in the book of Esther, that's what committed our past. I'd like to appreciate many of you. You really tried this past. You did well. even teenagers and children. Come on, let's put that aside. And I feel we have gotten some breakthrough. Yeah, we've got some breakthrough. I just see people just that they could just go through it in the first place. Or something that you passed away in our. Even the same part is where. And if you did not fast, you agree, don't be bad. There's a second chance, even before that part. You can even start long. And some of you can even elongate it. My student asked me, take it easy, right? I know a pastor during their fast, he bought online on his tablet about 20 cookbooks for the joy that was set before him. For the joy that was set before him. I don't know why every time they fast, what you, the food you don't used to see before. Just appears. In fact, as we finish the 12 o'clock prayer in the prayer room today, I don't want you to say, someone said, it's not this time. Is he Holy Ghost inspired or stomach? Are you having fun at all? Yeah, that's how the kingdom is, it's full of fun. And some of you have really been justified with this 3 days. We will not see the benefit of so many things we do in this side of eternity as we go to the other side. And I know some things have been shifted. Amen. So I'm trying to lay this foundation because we are going to be undoing some things that have been put on this nation, some things that have been put on churches, some things that have been put on the leaders of churches. Some things that leaders of churches have put on the nation. Maybe the message I'm going to undo. But the goal in this is that there are consequences of behavior. You see, God's judgment should not be equated with the consequences of sin. Some of the things that people are going through is not because God is judging them, is that they are reaping the consequences of that bad behavior over time. For the soul that sinneth, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The end product of sin is death. It's not that. But there is a higher law. Apostle Paul was writing in the book of I think Romans chapter 7. And he said, who can deliver me from this? What I want to do, I find myself not doing it. The very thing I said I would do, the very thing I said I would not do, that's what I came upon myself. And I found a law that was working in my members, the law of sin and death. But as you move to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, thank God, is the superior law. The law of the spirit of life that has set me free from the law of sin and death. Same thing, there's the law of gravity, but there's a superior law that keeps the thing in the air. It's the law of trust. Am I making sense? And that's what we're going to do today. Are there consequences of behavior? Yes. But you see, its foundation is on righteousness and justice. And not judgment, but justice. Ultimate justice for a wicked person is salvation. That's God's justice. You know your own is to die. for the ultimate. I remember on one occasion, the just man, the Babalawo's wife gave birth. And he has commanded the wife and the children to be in church. So the wife has not given birth and the church bought things. And the Babalawo is accepted. I have never seen this type of thing before. He's not the one to cast him on a conflict. The very thing is crucified. That is the ultimate justice of God, you don't know. Esther chapter 8, verse 1. You know, our past is going to the king. Going to the king for breakthrough. And because as a result of the prophetic word in God as the church, God is giving us two arrows of victory, one for our church and one for the nation. And that's the arrows of victory we are contended for. And I believe God has given to us. And before I go any further, is there any person here? Maybe you can. I felt a pain that in the neighbor region you are going through that right now. Can you stand up wherever you are? And the stomach. Any person like that? Or you know any person like that? And there's another person here. There's a pain here from here to here. Can we pray? What are you going through? There's a pain here, yeah, okay. You? Here? Yeah. Maybe we always call that this one now. You are the one. And I was preaching one time. What is that? Okay. He needs me. He said, I was preaching. I said, somebody, you just need to do constant. And that's why I finished with the I'm the one. But I was shy. How can I just stand up? Maybe I should have quoted it more. So sometimes. Come on, let's attack it. Attack it like a virus. Let's attack it. Don't pray too long, but just pray specific. Specific for us. Yeah. Hate it. See yourself pulling it out. Any breakthrough there? Huh? Okay, if you are 80%, okay. Wait, just 80%. You are 80%. Is it full or 80%? 80%. Okay, we are moving. 80%. I thought you would clap. Sixty percent. What about her? Huh? It's a process. Let's start exercising the more. There's no need missing. This gospel is full of power. There's no need explaining the gospel anymore. And it's not only pastors that can play. It's everybody. I can see. Okay, come on, let's give the Lord a baby hand. I want us to be so excited about what God is doing, because if you are excited about what He's doing and you keep on giving praise, there is more. There will always be breakthrough. What you thank God for actually increases. What you thank God for increases. Yeah, last week, the man that was sharing his testimony, the second service last week, we had a woman, is she here? She stood in and put her hand in her, on her ears for the son at home. For the son at home. She got home, the thing that was growing in the ear had disappeared. I thought you would clap and I appreciate God for that. Because every time you testify of God's goodness, you are repeating God doing it. And so every time you see somebody healed that you are going through problem, take that as your own. I know a pastor and his son. They pray for deaf ears and deaf ears open. And the boy, his son, has 90% deaf in his ear. Who is praying for people and they are getting well? And every time they see a deaf ear opens, they will look at each other and say, we are closer by one more day for your own grace. That's how you navigate ministry, because sometimes God will not give you breakthrough. He will give you the promise of breakthrough. Can I try to repeat it again? God will not give you, oh Lord, I want to get married. Then you know what? He will even show you the picture of your marriage. Why? Because if he releases that breakthrough to you now, he can kill you. But when he gives you a promise, it's something to hold on to as you begin to pray into it. As you begin to pray, because you know what? Prayer brings results. But persistent prayers bring results and character. For you to be able to warehouse the result that is given you. Neither am I saying that our pastor, you be saying that God cannot do that. You know, what you need, God will give you, but what you want, you must go and collect it. Oh, sorry. Let's do something today. Esther chapter 8, verse 1. It says, on that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. We saw how Esther yesterday, you can get the two messages of the 3 days back. And when the time came before the king, for Esther had told her he was related to her. So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from him, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Now Esther spoke again to the king, fell down at his feet, and implored him with tears to cauterize the evil of Haman the Agagite and the king which he has devised against the Jews. And the king held out the golden scepter towards Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, if he pleases the king, and if I found people in his sight, and the king seems right, and the king seems right to the king, and I'm pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Amadatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to Ananias, the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen? Verse 7. The king Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jews, indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows because he tried to lay his hand on the Jews. You yourself write a decree concerning the Jews, as you please, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever is written in the king's name and sealed in the king's signet ring, no one can revoke. There is a law of sin and death that Haman has written that is working. But there is a higher law. So Haman wrote a law to kill the Jews, and that law cannot be revoked because it was signed by the signet ring of the king. But there is another law that says that every Jew can protect himself. And that one too cannot be revoked. The law, the consequences of breaking the law cannot be revoked. But you see, the blood of Jesus gives us access to mercy. And mercy cannot be revoked. So you didn't get it. I'm aware you have done some things wrong that brought in some consequences, opened some doors for you. I'm aware your forefathers may have negotiated that lineage, you understand, by reason of their dedication, their traits, every trait resulting to a covenant. And those covenants have consequences. Your grandparents were involved in occultic practice. So that time, when they are taking their oath, they are dedicating the lineage. And at that point in time, there is iniquity in the bloodline. But you must understand, that one has consequences for that same God. The blood of Jesus, in one single swing, must always put off, because the foundation of God's throne is on righteousness and justice. And what is the justice? Justice has been said. The consequences of sin have been set to Jesus on the tree, for God is the person that hangs on the tree. Am I making myself clear? But you see, I must appropriate that thing to my life. Oh, you didn't get it. You might be free, I might come to a prison and open the door and say, get out, you can see me there. There are people who are free, but they are enslaved in their mind. And so, there is this consequence that the adversary has written against the people of God, that it will be executed too. But there was a higher law written that cannot also be revoked. Is there the law of sin and death? Yes, there is. The consequences of not following God's laws and principles, are there consequences? Yes, there are consequences. But you see, God, because of the blood of Jesus, we have access to a superior law that does not keep us down, because the law of sin and death is supposed to keep you down. But the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death to be who you are called to be by reason of your destiny, your purpose, your identity, and access to this. By reason of the blood of Jesus, you have access to this purpose. Am I making myself clear? And if we don't know that, the blood of Jesus that can deliver somebody from the curse of the law can also deliver a nation. You see, sometimes I see some things, and I see, you know, I look at the news, and I read the news, not because I want to get any news. I'm looking at functionally where my prayers have been answered. Some people look at news to find very depressing stories. No, I look at news to get prayer points. I look at news testimonies. Whether you like it or not, something was ignited by the president going to the Abiola's family and every other person. What is coming is what happened in Kenya of two people that protested coming together to reconcile. Some people might say it's politics, but to me, I have taken something, because you must understand something. They discovered water in the desert. And all they did was that they allowed the water to flow in the desert. They didn't plant anything. And within that, they controlled it. Within that question, vegetation began to grow. Why? Because in that soil has been seeds that have been fed dormant, because there is no water. Am I making myself clear? The handel's Messiah, that song they sing, at least hallelujah, hallelujah. It was a young boy that gave it to Handel, who was very erratic. And when Handel was composing that song, for 20 something days, Handel could not sing, could not even eat. He had a divine encounter. Listen, some places in some shopping mall and some places they sing it. But you don't understand that some seeds are being deposited in people's lives. Some seeds have been deposited in people's lives. Very soon, water will come. There's some water coming. And when the water comes, it's going to bring about something that seeds don't die. They only get dormant, but when the right environment comes, they begin to speak up. May everything that is dead in our nation, by reason of this our prayer, by reason of our thanksgiving, thanking God for the leaders, thanking God for those things, may the rain, the first day of this prayer, after the first day, rain fell. And I believe that it was like this, that he told you that the first thing you set your heart to seek understanding and knowledge, the answers will be given. And so we bless this nation with that thing, that little thing that has happened. We have the ministry of reconciliation. I've seen, and what I like it or not, is one of the first steps to actually national reconciliation. There are injustices that have been done to some tribes. Let me tell you one of the injustices. The place is first of all the last place to order. Should be a tourist attraction today. Something that can be done for. I'm not claiming those. When I come before God, I don't tell them my fathers are saved. I will say, me and my fathers who are saved. So a superior law was written. Because the king cannot nullify what he had already signed. There is a law of sin and death is operational. But it's a superior law. God cannot come and go because of Jesus' blood now. There's no consequences. But if you follow that, you will have life. But if you eat from the tree of good and evil, then it's death. So the choice now becomes yours. So if I am exposed to a form of curse that people are releasing, then I should tell myself how to do it. But let me tell you, many years, 2015, 2014, I've been praying. The Lord told me today, he said, it is not Boko Haram that will destroy this nation. I always said it that I go because Boko Haram was so heavy. Say what? So I said, I'm just speaking English. You know what he told me? He said, it's the words of Nigeria. Over this nation. The earth, the land of Nigeria is growing under the heavy weight. It's a woman jumping to land. How many stories? And the question is that people are not having the higher superior. How will God think about this matter? One, the daughter just died. Two, three children to take care of. Three, you don't know the full story. It is in every matter you must have a higher perspective. In your own little way, with the two lines you read, you can judge. You can pass judgment. We cannot know everything until the other side of the family. And so we must now begin to say, how do we contend? Because favor that gave extra access to a superior law that nobody knew about. There is a superior law that we can come under. Have we done evil? Yes. There have been injustice in this land. Evil of choosing prophecy will be done for us. Yesterday I was saying, I was talking to some person, and they said, Pastor, the pastor told me, I'm done. Pastors are leaving. The guy who shared the revelation of God's word over this field is. They can't share it. I don't want to mention it because Pastor Boba, when I went to preach to him, he said, my brother, careful now. Please stop. So some people are relocating. And a man that is tested, it's the one you quit when they don't take your message, close your feet. Listen, I was in your university. A man of God was teaching, he said, they know. They started clapping, going to leave his seat. He just said it. People started dying. You see, let me tell you, there are realms of authority. President, no matter how powerful President Buhari is, he's so powerful, he can't declare one public holiday is public holiday. There are realms of jurisdiction. And it is only through humility you find your place in destiny. King Ahasuerus had authority over the region, but there is a law. And the law is that what I have with it cannot be nullified. But I can write it to free your law. That, because that one also cannot. This one can be in operation, and this one cannot be. Let me tell you, there's the law of sin and death is still operational. But there's the law of the spirit of life. In the midst of the law of sin and death operating, it which we are. Inside the soil was the seed. But there is no environment to make it strong. So to you, it is dead. To us, we feel that, oh, you know, there's some people that are waiting in the church in Nigeria. It is over. But let me tell you, at the center of water, there's a revival that we need. Huh? People in the other side will start seeing Jesus. It's happening already. The only thing is that you don't know this. They don't say that story. You know, good news of 1 million people came in their life to Christ is one news. They don't carry any story. But when 20 people are born, there are whole villages in up north that are surrendering to Jesus. We don't hear. But there's a fire law. And that's what we are going to do today. Over your life, over this nation. What causes that people have laid, believers have laid, in 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, I think verse 19, let's start from there. We could have 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. And we could just pray. All right. And the men of the city said to Elijah, please not see the situation of this city is better, as my Lord said, for the water is bad. And the ground is barren. And he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. And look at what he said. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water from it, there shall be no more death or barrenness. But 500 years ago, in the city of Jericho, when the wall came down, Joshua placed a curse on Jericho. That was the operation that brought death and barrenness. You are healing water. Why are you talking about death and barrenness? There are some things that was done by people in this nation, over this nation, that says this nation will not suffer. But you see, the law of sin and death. There is a superior law. And the superior law resides in the people who are called by his name. Who will go to the king and say, this law has been written over our nation. When there is innocent blood shed, there is a law written. Innocent blood shed every day, every time. If not by bomb, by death. Innocent bloodshed. We all don't pay doctors when they relocate. And so the whole of Nigeria, we only have 120 doctors who are specialized on skin. Dermatologists. You know, it pains me to say that. I went to the four-year course. As I left, I came out. I was telling you that I know that I went to a six-year course. responsibilities in life on his people. The responsibilities in life on the people. Now we saw two presidents who could not come to the table before come to the table yesterday. Huh? They came to the table. Do you know what happened? When things were going on back, some believers in South Korea started fasting and praying. So what you are seeing on manifestation, you think is ordinary talk? Even those in that realm understand that in that realm there is power. That within our jurisdiction we can seek things. We have been given jurisdiction over this place. That's why, whether you like it or not, you can't go to this one church in Nigeria, the Church of Nigeria. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. So says the book of Revelation. So it doesn't say every name, every church, every. The Church of Philadelphia is a school, it's a nation. And so you must understand that we need to undo something. We need to go to the source and say, you know what? It's not barrenness and death in this land. Listen. How can people with these causes, those in authority and those who have authority, those that you have submitted that are in authority over you, that lay a word cause on you? That's why, as a father, be careful what you say to your children. As a mother, be careful what you say to your children. Even as a pastor, I beg you. That's why the Bible says that if you honor your pastor so that their work will be, don't make it for the son. Because sometimes I see some big pastors very, when it's close to my job, the pastor said, I think also that for that assistant pastor. It changed the fine God of the church. So I get the desire to reverse the church. I have no reversing it. I'm telling you. And all this as a result of our woundedness. And you know the funniest thing? The enemy will take that. Every person in authority is an expert witness that testifies for the death in the court of heaven. You know they have expert witnesses. Lawyers do not expect. Expert witnesses, when they come, their own witness is superior. So when you say somebody was raped, they bring an expert witness. What's an expert witness? A doctor that was at that point in the government hospital that certified. So if you have five witnesses that say he did not do, expert witness one will knock it off. How many leaders in this country have become an expert witness over their words, not used as an expert witness over this one? How many expert witnesses are against you because of them? But that's what it's a courtroom activity, and that's what we're going to do today. So the devil took the words of Joshua and placed a limitation on Jericho for 500 years. So there are pastors who are pastoring the church. The church may not be big. The church may be big. But they don't only have jurisdiction over that church, they have jurisdiction over that region. The president has jurisdiction over Nigeria. So anything he says or does not say, the adversary is just as part of the church. So when I tell people, pray for those authorities so that the library of information they draw from will be the realm of wisdom. Not because they are born again, not because they are children of God, but they have to petition over a nation. And inside that nation have believers and unbelievers alike. So that they don't draw information that will bring instability, that will bring lack of peace. And when there is no peace, don't actually say, oh, when there's persecution, we are going to do more. No. The testimony of God's greatness is different from the testimony of his plan. His plan is that there will be peace so that all men will be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. You can read it. So people that work in spiritual authority, may shock you. The president is working in spiritual authority. Your pastor is working in spiritual authority. Your father, your mother, they're working in spiritual authority. And those who are not even your pastor, but they have spiritual authority over the region you are. And I was telling somebody recently, I met a senior, he said, I'm a faith mother. And some in the mission, some in the headquarters. I said something to them. And he said, I need to reverse this. Most times, he said, well, I'm doing this, I need to be my guest minister, but I have a program. He said, you know, there's only six now. And it's wrong. And I'm sure he wasn't saying he was a bad intention. But you see, the enemy does not think. And he said, we should go back. And they had a bigger cathedral. Let's see God coming for somewhere to say, we think we will have. And he said, but you see, he may not be saying it out of the bad heart, but you see, the enemy will take it as a nice part of us. And before you know, my life will start falling down as a pack of cards. If I don't know what is going on, then I might say you should push you down. No, there is always a checkup in your life so that you too, you are a spiritual authority. Do you know that all of us here, speaking against one another, the enemy takes it? Oh, you don't know. And look at what the society will say about her. Look at what, because the enemy does not see you as you. You are born again. You are an enemy to him. All of you are brothers and sisters to him. It's only you in your own eyes that say, it's official, it's my Papa Apollos, Apostle Paul. You are the only one that says that. To him, whether you are Apollos or whether you are Paul or whether you are James or whether you are John or in your own palabra, you are not in my camp. They that know for me are against me. You see, a person was praying one time, you know, for this church that he came, this thing was praying out, this thing was praying every prayer for him. But after he prayed, the person was just thinking, he said, what a good prayer for him. He said, you are praying that prayer. I don't know how to use that, but let us laugh. So what's the reason? What was the reason that made Esther to come? My reason of marriage. I'm the bride of Christ. And by marriage I have access to the inner chamber of my father-in-law. Because I'm my father. That's the new reason. And we have access to the king. In Nigeria, it's not working well, and Nigeria feels God will not blame those for his good class. No. Until we take responsibility for that, we will know what is going on. Praise the Lord. As I have to call the 70 before we pray today, have you gotten anything today? There are expert women that sit against Nigeria. People go outside the country and they speak against their soil. And they speak to everything. One of us went to China recently. I think last year, I came back. I was talking to somebody who is from China schooling in the US. I said, ah, when you finish, he said, what will you do? He said, I'm coming back, China first. How many of us here is here? So if you cannot say that you are faith, it's not pray this prayer. Because your prayer will become an expert witness used by the others. That's why I could not be hear that statement, I say, okay, what's next? This is what I see. You have to see, like I said, to you, is it like you have this? What do you mean you are taking the average? A plan, it doesn't matter whether you are a political leader, whether you are a victim. The sign to this is the territorial integrity. So anything you are doing, whether you are a president too, whether you are this thing, you are trying to sell our land, you are trying to bring in rebels into the country, they are bound by reason of the oath they took to protect the territorial integrity. That's the oath. So my question to you, you that have been deployed by God here. You see, one time, every time I see what is going on in North Korea, I'm happy because I gave a seat one time to a ministry in North Korea. And they said, we took an offering that day. And that's how they were to spend $24,000. I sent it to North Korea because it's so much the ministry was doing there. Some of us, the only thing you know about North Korea is what's here in Europe. So if I say let's go to North Korea, man, you could tell me, would they keep me? Would they? One day I saw Dr. Bakos here and his wife was dancing in the meeting and they keep. I saw the fountain dancing and everything, I said, no, they know it. You don't want to go to the city, but they now what will be the cost of your mind. In fact, what will come to your mind is like Libya, say, it's not Libya. You know, when we read too much about Phil, we don't even read about the Phil that how the people to come. The only Phil that comes to your mind. There was a Pharaoh that brought them in, that allowed them, that gave them the best of the land. You talk about that Pharaoh. Did you see where God said, Egypt, my people? In the book of Isaiah, I think, like, you know, 20. Egypt, my people. Assyria, my hand. Israel, my inheritance. So it goes with you. He was one that saved Abraham when he was hungry. Only one that even died in the sea. Well, you see, the goal is who are the experts who test the system? Are they an expert in this? Let's not go too far. Who are the experts who test the churches in that field? They don't know the Bible enough to have. It is true that that's God is that you start holding. The world without the press, the world without love, any truth that is not balanced with grace, discernment, and love actually kills. What is a lie? A lie is the one that steals, kills, and destroys. What's the truth? The truth is the one that brings life and brings more abundance. That's the truth. So this expertness we speak against our mission, speak against the church in Nigeria that is making, I know, from yesterday, when I was thinking it got me so well, if prophets are relocating our population, what does that signify to students? Now that before Dr. Bakko last year, there's some group of other nationals to begin to repent on behalf of Nigeria. See, Jesus went over to Jerusalem, they are the ones that killed their prophets. Really, are we really killing our prophets in this country? So we have raised up a generation with 50 billion. Generations are more than two. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11 to 14. That cost their fathers, cost their mothers. I will resolve that generation. But I thank God. The realm of spiritual warfare in Isaiah 54, verse 17. Say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you, your name shall condemn. This is inheritance. In other words, it's inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. And as I said, it's not of me. In other words, this is what happened. You can't go into warfare when you don't know your identity. It is because you are Christ, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's why you can't, that any word, any form that rises up against you, you shall be condemned. And every tongue, every word formed against you, you shall condemn. Because you are speaking from the place of identity. In your words, that weapon fashioned against Jesus. It was fashioned against Adam, but there was an upgrade of another man. And when he came, because his identity was not in Christ, in God, this is my beloved son, the same temptation he brought against Adam, that's him. The same temptation he brought against Jesus. And you are people. You too can overcome. Because in Christ we want to be. And what are these word crosses? Listen, if you see it, this truth, you have not spoken against my children, your mind. How many of you have not spoken against this country before this one? Let's not do something that will be done. And what we are going to pray, I want you to use it constantly. And when you keep Jacob over your life, in a spiritual level, there must be an adequate. If every word you say will come to pass, how will you talk? Still remember 2014. The world, Boko Haram will not destroy this country. What will destroy this country are the words of Nigerians. Bermuda. I've heard some people say, it normally never happens. It's a what cause? It's a what cause? Nigeria stays well with the time. There are many of us that say, ah, Nigeria don't care. Do you know how many people were preparing for Third World War? When they analyzed World War II, you are about North Korea to X. People started, where would they relocate to them? But some believers gathered in South Korea and said, God didn't give it for us before that situation. Look at this situation. I want you to lift up your voice, lift up your hands forever. I say, Lord, everywhere I have released everyone, any one cross. On my brother, on Bermuda, on the leaders of this country, on the leaders of the body of Christ, and on the leaders of Nigeria itself, I'm sorry. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. You can't come to the cross of heaven with accusation. Everywhere we have not spoken as well as this nation, we're sorry. And after we do that, we break bread. And you will tell yourself, you're not speaking evil anymore. Come and lift up your voice. Everywhere I spoke against my brother, everywhere I spoke against my sister, everywhere I spoke against people, everywhere I spoke against Nigeria, the land of this nation, the land of Nigeria, I pronounce the word curse on Nigeria, I'm sorry. Come on, lift up your voice. Lord, we thank you. We come before you with a heart of humility and we say we are sorry. When I spoke against, in a bitter reaction against my husband, a bitter reaction against my wife, and I was sorry at the end of the day, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry every time I spoke against this land. I declare that this land can never be good. Father, we're sorry. We're sorry. Everywhere we said that we can't be. Nothing can happen. Everyone we spoke against leaders in the body of Christ, fathers of the faith, mothers of the faith, because of one mistake they did, and we castigated them, we insulted them, we brought them down, we put the video viral, and we put that, and then we gradually put them into the hands of people who do not love them, that showed false love. Lord, we are sorry. We return before you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the last thing I want you to do, I want you to start forgiving those people that did the same to you. Maybe your father. People that have spoken against you. Maybe your wife, your husband. Your pastor. A bit of grief. Just who you have from that place. Spoke against that you heard that has caused your mind. We need to forgive those people, those people of nature that say that Nigeria can never be good. We are not praying. Let's forgive those ones that spoke against our fathers of the faith. Then we may get you. Father, we promise some nations that said we would not do well. Forgive some nations that actually crafted us and did some things to this nation. Also, I saw a prayer meeting where people, and I sent it to our pastors, where many nations, or believers from other nations, were meeting now with four Africans and telling them they were sorry. And telling them they were sorry. Let's begin to forgive. Somebody wrote a book, How You Know That Developed Africa, some things they are true. Let's begin to forgive those people. We call them colonial masters, they forgive them. Some of them came genuinely to pass on. They brought the scripture to us. The genuine ones came. Inside it, some others came pretending to be people that had that had good intention. But this is the key for his petition. I want you to lift up your voice. Let's begin to say, Lord, we forgive you. How they divided Africa, how they slaughtered the thief, how kings were slaughtered. Even for us, we forgive some past leaders that laid courses for this nation. We forgive them. We forgive them. We didn't know what did Abiola say before he died. What did all these people say before they died? What did other people say? Some things are beginning to come up right now that people are saying this is what they did. If not for Pastor Charles, one time, even for this day, some things would have gone wrong. And so, I want you to pray aggressively. This is my time for silent prayer. Ask God for mercy. Forgive them. Pray for those that came with wrong intention. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. That you forgive them.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.